This is KCUR 89.3. Missouri's political landscape has been shaken once again, this time by a felony charge against Republican Governor Eric Greitens. KCUR's Eric Hunzinger spoke with State House Blend Missouri's Brian Ellison about the recent turn of events.
Brian, the indictment comes from a grand jury in St. Louis. What has Governor Greitens been charged with?
He's been charged with a Class D felony of invasion of privacy. What that means, according to the indictment, is that Governor Greitens knowingly photographed the woman in a state of full or partial nudity without her knowledge and consent in a place where she would have had a reasonable expectation of privacy. Now, actually, that itself would only be a misdemeanor under Missouri law, but the indictment goes on to say that the defendant Eric Greitens subsequently transmitted the image contained in the photograph in a manner that allowed access to that image via a computer. The accusations that were made, you'll recall, said that he took it on his phone and showed it to her. We don't know any more details of what has been alleged to the grand jury, but it sounds like that is enough to elevate this to the felony charge, which is punishable by up to 4 years in prison.
And the governor, when this all came out, right after the State of the State, categorically denied these blackmail allegations. Now that he's charged, what's been the response from his camp?
Well, there was silence for a couple of hours. Then his lawyer came out and said that this was the worst, most political decision he's seen in 40 years of private practice as an attorney. The governor did finally make a statement last night, said that, as he has said before, he'd made a personal mistake, but not committed a crime. He also said that this was a political decision, which he said was disappointing and misguided. He also expressed confidence that this would be righted soon, in his words. He said the people of Missouri deserve better than a reckless liberal prosecutor who uses her office to score political points. He's talking there about St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kimberly Gardner. She's the one who brought these allegations to the grand jury. She herself is a Democratic former state representative. And so it sounds like the governor's main response is going to be to say that this is a political attack. We'll see how that works out.
Speaking of lawmakers, they called for Greitens to step down when the allegations first came out. Now that there are charges, do you have any sense of how they're responding to this?
Well, as you mentioned, a number of Democratic lawmakers and a handful of Republicans called on the governor to resign. But late yesterday, we heard the first response that we've heard along those lines from the Republican House leadership. They said that, quote, "We will carefully examine the facts contained in the indictment and answer the question as to whether or not the governor can lead our state while a felony case moves forward." They went on to say, and this is attributed to the House Speaker and the Speaker Pro Tem and the Majority Floor Leader, "We will begin the process of tasking a group of legislators to investigate these serious charges." So it sounds like as soon as next week, when the General Assembly reconvenes, we could see a full-on House investigation. And of course, that could lead, if it all proceeds that way, to an actual impeachment.
And if that happens, who takes over?
Well, so an impeachment in Missouri in some ways is similar to how it's done in other states. The House would conduct an investigation, and eventually the House would have to vote to impeach the governor. That essentially is an accusation. It's like a grand jury finding that there are grounds to move forward with a trial. But in Missouri, it is not the Senate that conducts that trial. The Senate actually picks a panel of seven judges, and they are the ones who conduct the trial. If five out of the seven vote to convict, then the governor is removed from office effective immediately.
And then who takes over?
We have a lieutenant governor, Mike Parson. He's a Republican. He has studiously avoided comment on this issue, and he did that again on Twitter last night. But the lieutenant governor would immediately become governor. And Mike Parson has a very different style of leadership than Governor Greitens, has disagreed with him about a number of issues. So it would be a very interesting moment if that should be a possibility.
Sounds like an interesting few weeks coming in the legislature.
We'll stay on top of it.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks.
That was KCUR's Brian Ellison talking with Erica Hunzinger. We'll have continuing coverage and updates on this story throughout the day and on KCUR's Up to Date this morning at 11.